I'm Brett Mabee, and you're listening to The Mainstream. Once again, I'm broadcasting from the Seneca Nation's Allegheny Territory, as I do 7 days a week, 3 hours a day. And around these here parts, we're putting the community back into community radio, one great song at a time. So if you're a professional singer-songwriter, don't hesitate to send me your professionally recorded tracks to BRETT. At mainstreamradio.net. There are other ways you can reach out, so stick around for details on the Fold 1-800 number that you can use to talk to me toll-free or leave me a message. Right now, and as I've been teasing all hour long, is a new song from Choctaw singer-songwriter Samantha Crane. She's had quite the year. Her music was featured in the Apple TV Fancy Dance movie, and she's out with this one right here. As I was mentioning, it's quite possibly my favorite offering from her. She began her musical journey in 2007, and let me just say, this November 19th release was the perfect birthday present. It's Riding Out the Storm for your consideration and approval. I'll be back with you one last time as we fastly approach the end of this hour on The Mainstream.
X and a dot dot dot. You know I never thought I'd go and get the chills. That memory, that is useful as a payphone, about as street as a metronome, but I guess it led me here. And here's a good place to be as anywhere. Take care for your nightmares. I hear that I'm dreaming it all, so I'll buckle up and
on her bike and your grandmother cried. And my heart went off with Lily in her eyes. If the milk don't spill, the drip don't sour. And I know everywhere you've been, cause I keep on clicking on TV screen. All seem to see, but the phone don't ring. Can you count the steps of the heart on the race? I dance here slowly so you catch my pace. My dress is still slipping, my face is still made, but you are the one who could take it away. I can't
from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and you are tuned in to Native Voice One.
Jeannie was a dreamer and she didn't say a lot. She didn't look too much when she grew up. She was never angry about it. She was happy.
The band with the Kooks and Jeannie, bringing my time with you to an end today on the Mainstream. We're going to kick off this last block with one from Rufus Wainwright, but before resuming the music, allow me this opportunity to thank you for spending some time with me this hour. You're always welcome back, and I hope it's sooner than later. Check your local listings for the next time you can dial in the Mainstream on the AM FM frequencies. There are digital means and ways as well, so to listen digitally 24/7, head on over to mainstreamradio.net. In this last block, one from the most excellent New Hawk Radio project. In addition, Hey Leon, that's a band that features Potawatomi singer Alexa Dawson. But right now, from the famous Wainwright musical legacy, it's Rufus from his 2023 Folkocracy. I do also want to mention, though, that he, along with his sister Martha, have kicked off a new initiative called the Folk Cancer, the Kate McGarrigle Project, in honor of their late mother, Kate McGarrigle. The project aims to provide musicians living with aggressive cancer time in professional recording studios. The initiative is a collaboration with the nonprofit Cancer Can Rock. Like I said, that's something definitely worth noting, and I love his voice, and I think you're going to love his interpretation on the Mamas and Papas classic, 1230, Young Girls Are Coming to the Canyon. It also features Susanna Hoffs of the Bengals, Chris Stills, and Sheryl Crow. Be good to yourself and each other, and be sure to join me for another hour of listening on the Mainstream.
Yeah. Ya ya khamzi ayni khis O khis nuch salustu Twin un sanus kliuchtu Ya 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 kwana Ashkal
Often here from traditional Kanza in Osage territory. You're listening to Native Voice One.
Well, I'll take you back to July 4th, 1969. I was walking around Potter's Lake with my new hippie friends while they were setting off the fireworks down at Memorial Stadium. Well, we were walking around that dark park and there was old Billy Spears playing fiddle right on the path, and that's what this song is all about. When I was a young man, I was walking in the park. Evening sky lit up with patriotic fireworks. I come across old Billy playing fiddle in the dark. I felt a bolt of lightning. Fiddle hit its mark. Yeah, Billy played the fiddle. He could really make it sing. You could hear him in the wee hours. Cut through most anything. He played it fast. He played it right. He walked down Fiddle Road. And the first time that I saw him, I hoped that I could follow down the road, Fiddle Road. I learned to fake a fiddle tune by watching Billy Spears. It's something that stayed with me in spite of all the years. Why, you just dance around the melody, the fiddle does the rest. When you're keeping up with Billy, you keep up with the best. When Billy played the fiddle, he could really make it sing. You could hear him in the wee hours, cut through most anything. He played it fast, he played it right, he walked down Fiddle Road. First time that I saw him, I hope that I would follow down the road, Fiddle Road. It's been a while since I seen Billy smoking on the strings. I'm still feeling grateful to that man for everything. Now I share the music with another picking crowd. When Rachel hits the chorus, Billy played the fiddle, he could really make it sing. You could hear him in the wee hours, cut through most anything. He played it fast, he played it right, he walked down Fiddle Road. And the first time that I saw him, I hoped that I would follow. Yeah, the first time that I saw him, at least I'd try to follow. The first time that I saw him, I knew that I would follow down the road, Fiddle Road.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.